Experts on Call on 580 CFRA. Dave Watts in for another hour of information and conversation. And this hour, we're going to cool things off and get into some better air. And not only that, you're going to find out why quality air is crucial in our home and businesses today. And this hour, he's known as the Air Quality Guy, and he's the owner and president of Indoor Air Quality Ottawa. He's also an accredited indoor air quality investigator, an indoor environmentalist, and an HVAC designer. He's the Air Quality Guy himself. Welcome to CFRA, Sean Rankin. Hi, Sean.
Hi, welcome.
Nice to see you today. We had some great conversation before we got on the air today, all things air quality. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things I didn't know, and I'm looking forward to finding out more this hour. But first off, maybe you could give us a little personal background on yourself and how you became interested in quality, the quality of the air we breathe.
Well, my name is Sean Rankin, and I own Indoor Air Quality Ottawa, otherwise known as the Air Quality Guy. I chose that name because when I enter a building, typically people say, oh, you're the air quality guy. In the past, I was a home builder, and ultimately we got into a CMHC Healthy Home, Healthy Renovation program. Mm-hmm. This in turn led to building homes for people who had environmental sensitivities. I then took the CMHC program for indoor air quality investigations, mm-hmm. and the ball has been rolling ever since.
Wow. Now, how did the company Indoor Air Quality Ottawa come about, per se?
Well, we actually started getting more calls for residential and commercial investigations than we did for people who were interested in me building an environmentally safe and friendly home.
Okay.
So I would visit homes, and I felt there was a need for an investigation service. And I went back to university and HVAC college and got certified as an indoor environmental consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Put out our shingle and began consulting full-time.
Now, do new home builders come to you, for example, to check on something, or is it primarily residents, once they're into a home and perhaps they notice some issues that they're not too sure of, that they call you? In other words, do you work, I know you work hand-in-hand with a resident of a house or a home, but what about new builders?
New builders will call us through their engineering services. Okay. So if there happens to be a problem with mitigating moisture through a foundation wall assembly or ventilation design, we'll get a call for that.
Okay.
Primarily, our residential calls are people who have either purchased a new home and it's suffering from off-gassing of volatile organic compounds, mm-hmm. or maybe it's somebody who's purchased a home or living in a home that has developed a fungal ecology, mm-hmm. or they've been aware now that they have asbestos.
Oh.
So there, any type of home renovation would typically require some type of air quality investigation to tell you what you have and how to safely deal with it.
So you've got a good academic background and a practical background, and this has really helped in delivering presentations. We were mentioning before we came on that you have done a number of presentations before, and something you enjoy doing.
Well, I was teaching for the OREA, the Ontario Real Estate College, mm-hmm. and I was going from here to Niagara on the circuit teaching real estate agents for RICO credits, what is a healthy home, what is a healthy condo. So factors that recognize what is a healthy home improve sales for real estate agents and for home inspectors. So it was an awareness program that I developed with PowerPoint presentation for education purposes.
Now, it seems to me quality air is more than just air that smells nice or maybe doesn't have any odor to it at all. There's a lot more to it than that. There are things floating in the air. And I guess these are the kinds of things that people should really be conscious of.
Well, less is more.
Yeah.
So less VOCs, less particulates, less household clutter, less office pollen or particulate or dander or skin cells. Anything that's flying around your air in a given office or home is referred to as a respirable suspended particulate.
Okay.
It's suspended because your activity in the building aerosolizes it.
Right, I see. Now, the IAQO, your Indoor Air Quality Ottawa office and company, has a long list of qualifications, including certified CMHE Indoor Air Quality Investigator. You mentioned that. Maybe you could touch on some of the others that play an important part.
Well, an air quality investigation is more than just sampling the air and pulling pumps and electrochemical sensors reading data. An air quality investigation is exactly that. It's an investigation into the cause of the air quality concern.
Okay.
So you have to have a very strong building science background to be able to determine what is the agent that caused that fungal ecology amplification. Why is this aerosolized asbestos present? Why do I have combustion fumes from my furnace re-entering down my chimney? These are all building science-related issues, and the only way to remedy them effectively is to sort out the cause.
Okay. Now, I guess that would mean in a residence, for example, in someone's home, is to go right to the kind of material that the walls and the floors and so on are built with. Like, what kind of material, and how old is it? Would that have a bearing?
Absolutely. Older homes built prior to 1985 are subject to asbestos-containing material. That is to say, asbestos was used typically as a fire retardant and a bonding agent for cementitious materials. Any newer type of construction, we seem to see a lot of volatile organic compound. Now, in the 90s, the movement was afoot to reduce the amount of formaldehyde exposure we were enjoying through our carpets and drapes and blinds. But having said that, we still fill our homes with chemicals that we actually purchase out of pocket. So recognizing what chemicals shouldn't be in our homes, and once they are, using dilution or ventilation systems to decrease that exposure is very important.
Mm-hmm. I've seen on the market in some stores these little, they look like a little fan kind of thing, but it's an air purifier that has a filter inside. Those kind of off-the-shelf things, generally, are they okay? Or, I mean, you can't rely totally on them, I guess.
Well, yes and no. Then that's a very good question. So a particulate filter removes the respirable suspended particulate if it has a filter media device designed small enough to trap that particle.
Okay.
Chemicals, however, have to be removed through dilution because it's very difficult to remove chemicals with a HEPA-type filter.
Okay.
The other thing that people should be aware of with those standalone HEPA scrubbing devices is the volume of air being moved through that device. If you're living in a home with a forced air furnace and you have 70 cubic feet of air per minute migrating through the bedroom off that floor register, then a small unit that only does 100 cubic feet of air per minute won't catch up to the air coming from the entire home.
Okay.
So size, how much air you're moving, isolation of the contamination source. But people should be aware the best thing to do is use the analogy of burnt toast. If you burn your toast, you open a window. This is dilution. Mm-hmm. And dilution should be your first solution to improving air quality.
Okay. Very interesting. Now, someone buys a new home. Maybe they're a first-time owner of this particular premises. It's brand new, just built. What can the homeowner do when they take that first walk around after their furniture has been moved in and whatnot? Is there anything they can do to make sure that the air stays positive, if you will, within that home?
Well, subject to the amount of moisture that is in that home, if a home is built in November and buttoned up very quickly, as our big block builders tend to do, then you move in December and have that Christmas party that you're so eager to enjoy with your family and friends, you immediately turn on the fireplace and the furnace and the stove, and you very quickly heat up that environment. Well, that accelerates off-gassing, and it also accelerates the amount of humidity that's coming out of that fresh, wet paint, that concrete that's porous and moist in the basement, and you develop quite a number of air quality concerns in the first 3 to 5 months of living in that home.
Wow.
A tremendous amount of moisture migrates back into your environment from drying construction assemblies. So it's very important to aggressively ventilate all new homes or renovated homes.
Much more to talk about. Indoor Air Quality Ottawa is the company, and Sean Rankin, the air quality guy, is our guest this hour on Experts on Call on 580 CFRA. I'm Dave Watts. We'll take a quick break and come right back.